Welcome to our program today here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. And today we are very proud to have joining us is Lance Corporal Jonathan Collins, who is with us while he is on deployment in Afghanistan. And Lance Corporal Collins, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you do in the Marine Corps.
My job is a 2171 electro-optic ordnance repairer. I basically work on the thermal and night vision sights that many of our Marines take out into combat with.
Well, that sounds kind of complicated. We'll get to that in just a minute. Tell us who you're attached to.
I'm with the CLR-2, under that, the Combat Logistics Company.
Okay. How long have you been in the Marine Corps?
My 2-year mark will be in October.
You're how many years?
My 2-year mark.
2-year mark. Okay. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
I'm originally from South Texas, from Harlingen, Texas. I spent a majority of my life there.
Mm-hmm.
Basically born and raised there.
Okay. How big a town is Harlingen, Texas?
Harlingen, Texas is steadily growing, but it's about 14,000 population-wise.
Okay. Pretty small place. Everybody got to know each other there pretty well.
Yeah, basically everybody's related.
Yeah, all right. And you still have family there?
Yes, small family due to my parents being from different countries, but small family, recently married. My wife is currently there. She was with me in the East Coast, but she's back home having our first child September 21st. She's back home so she can be around friends and family.
Well, congratulations on the first child. I know you'll want to be in touch with her as much as you can. Are you able to stay in touch while you're there at Camp Leatherneck?
Yes, definitely. I've made arrangements so that way I can watch the birth from out here.
Wow.
So I'll get that option.
Yeah. Great. Is that like just a Skype way to do that?
Yeah, with the consent of the hospital and some of the availabilities out here, we should be able to set up that Skype meet video call.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, you have a lot of veterans from past conflicts that are listening to this program, probably very jealous that missed the birth of a child. A lot of folks are, but that's fantastic. You're going to be able to see that. Did you join the Marine Corps right out of high school?
Negative. I went straight to college. I attempted that. I got a few hours done.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't fit in. Not that I didn't fit in. I just didn't. I didn't pursue it as much as I should have.
Mm-hmm.
So I, my father raised me in a disciplined sort of way. So, in another sense, I kind of veered from that. But through advice, ended up in a recruiting station. And of course, I went with the Marine Corps because they basically revolve around discipline. So this is why I'm here.
Well, you know, we hear that over and over again. I think that we find a lot of people are able to find their path in the Marine Corps, and the beginning of that is usually about discipline. So sounds like it was true for you.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about, again, this job that you do in the Marine Corps, electro-optical ordnance technician, and what is your day-to-day job there?
Day-to-day, I work in a third shop. Basically, we are maintainers of equipment that comes in. Either the equipment's broken or malfunctioning, we test it, try to get it up and going. If not, we try to replace it for the Marine to get back out in the fight. Some of the equipment comes in for annuals and checkups, so that way it's still good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Basically that's day to day. We go through that.
Well, it sounds like you are
sunrise and down.
It sounds like a very pretty technical position. Were you always a pretty technical kind of fix it guy, or is this something that you developed in your 2 years in the Marine Corps?
Easily distracted, but I've always been pretty good at picking up stuff and being proficient at it. Come into the Marine Corps. I scored high enough to get into this MOS, this job. And, you know, it's my job in the Marine Corps, so I got to be good at it.
Yes, after all. I mean, it's a very crucial, whenever you're talking about sights and trying to be able to fire your weapons accurately, I mean, that's it doesn't get much more crucial than that.
Definitely. Well, you need your optic to work because it's mainly to see in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Marine can't see in the dark, well, he's, you know, sitting deck out there.
All right. So tell us a little bit about your experience. Is this your first deployment?
It is my first deployment. It's a very new experience because basically my first time out of the country. I'm in a new environment, meeting new people, and understanding the culture out here. It's very different than what I'm used to back at home.
And what do you think is the biggest difference?
They just have their own religion, their own way of life, just their own way of doing things day to day.
Right. Any highlights so far from either this deployment or elsewhere that you've been?
Can't say much. I'm a Camp Leatherneck. It's a pretty decent-sized base.
Yeah.
Plenty of Marines here. It's what I'm used to, being around Marines. I haven't had the experience of going outside the wire to be, you know, face-to-face contact with the population, so I'm in the base. But I'm going to try to get out there and get a new experience.
I understand that you have been on a convoy, though, as a gunner.
Yes, I have. We work closely with our with the ADA crew, basically a recovery team, tanks. So I've been able to get on behind a 240 Bravo, and been a machine gunner for that.
Wow. And so far, are you looking at the Marine Corps as a potential career, or I know it's only 2 years in, but what do you see yourself doing in the next few years?
Well, these past 2 years have been good to me. I don't see why the Marine Corps, you know, couldn't do it the next 18 years for me, so it's definitely an option. It's something that I'm going to definitely keep as an option.
Well, that's outstanding. Did you have any military background in your family at all?
Not much, just friends that have gone here and there. They've had their experiences. Very few. I only have very limited knowledge on the Marine Corps before I joined.
Mm-hmm.
But here and there was a couple experiences of military life.
Well, you had a pretty steep learning curve once you stepped on those yellow footprints, didn't you?
It was a shocking experience.
I would imagine your family is proud of you. You mentioned about your parents being from different countries. Does that have an influence on your life? I mean, have a different cultural background?
Just from the way they were raised up, they were. My dad's from Italy, my mom's from Mexico, so majority Italian with a hint of Hispanic. They grew up a little rough. They've shown me how it is to earn something. So
right.
I definitely took that.
Well, you mean there's some great food between the two cultures. I hope you inherited a little bit of that knowledge.
Definitely have, and you're right.
Yeah, and definitely. I think there's some great combinations there. Let's talk a little bit about their life at the camp. I know that so many of you you remain busy for so long, but if you ever get any downtime, what do you like to do?
For downtime, I recently joined a 300-mile club, which consists of, going out there, going out there to the pavement and just, you know, just go for a run and just accumulate 300 miles of run.
Wow.
Run time and, get that 300 mark so that way you're in the 300-mile club.
Oh, that's pretty cool. How about when you're back at home and if you're back here in the States or even back in Texas, what do you like to do for fun?
If I can go out, if I can get in the water, go out fishing, and relax a little bit, I definitely will. I'll take that time.
Oh, what kind of fishing did you do in South Texas?
South Texas, I was mainly trying to catch bass, trout, some fresh water.
Have you done some saltwater fishing?
Yes, I have. I've gone out there a couple charters, try to get out there,
try
to get a big catch.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun, and you'll find a lot of friendly folks who would want to take warriors out and take them out fishing. So hopefully you'll get that opportunity too when you come back here. Now, how long have you been on this particular deployment?
I've been out here for about a month and a half.
Oh, so it's still all pretty new there. Yeah,
pretty new, but it's getting into a daily. It's getting into a routine.
We hear that if you're going to be deployed, Camp Leatherneck's not a bad spot in terms of all the amenities and the food and everything else is there.
Yeah, you're right. It's pretty. They try to make you feel like home. In the sense, you know, you're in a combat zone because your main mission is to be aware. But there's a couple of things here to make it a little bit easier.
Well, we want to thank you, Lance Corporal. Again, Lance Corporal Jonathan Collins joining us today from Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan. And God bless you and hurry home.
I appreciate it.